morning, this past week, staff, Zdaf Kofkim, Sechah Seirivin, we learned this, the Mishnah of Kofkim, Loman Aleph, the din concerning Chayt Chin Yabeles. So let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah said like this. Chayt Chin Yabeles b'miktash avaloi b'mdino. Okay, so first of all, remind ourselves that we've seen till here that there is such a rule that leigazvu shfus b'mikdash, that in Beis HaMikdash shfusin derech klal leigazru chazal were engoiz shfusin b'mikdash. So if the malacha that we're dealing with is not a deraisa, it's a din darbanan. So that's the basis of the heter b'mikdash, even though something would be also b'medina in other places. Leigazvu shfus b'mikdash. Something which is a deraisa, that avad is also b'mikdash also. So the Mishnah starts, Chaychin Yabeles b'mikdash avaloi b'mdina. Yabeles is a mum. Rashi says, the Pasuk talks about Yabeles, it's a mum from a korban. So the halach is, Chaychin Yabeles b'mikdash avaloi b'mdina. That one may cut off a Yabeles b'mikdash, not in Mashal Korban, Kabanas, Kabanas Tzibur, Kabanas Tzibur, Kabanas Tzibur, were brought even on Shabbos. So one may remove a Yabeles to be Mashal Korban b'mikdash. Avaloi b'mdina. However, b'mdina, it's awesome. Now we'll see from the Hemshcha Mishnah that this is talking b'yad. If a person is using hand, he's not using a cleat, he's not using a knife to cut off, he's using something other, he's doing klachah yads, that's why it's only an issa drabonon, since leigozru b'mikdash, shvus leigozru b'mikdash, that's why it's mutter, avaloi b'mdina. V'im b'kli kamikan also, if you use the kli, then it's also even b'mikdash, because that's a deraisa. Rashi tells us that the melacha, his melacha of goiz is shearing in the mikdash, the goiz is semer, they sheared semer from sheep. So this would go into the malacha of goizes. And the difference between yad and kli is, like we mentioned before, that b'yad, it's not the way to cut off yabeles with your hand. And therefore, it's a klach yad, which is only a nisa drabonon. Therefore, b'miktosh, it's mutter. That's the portion of Shatna Mishnah. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi, the first Rashi tells us what a Yabeles is. V'humum l'tomid sh'deiches ha'shabes k'dechsiv. A pasuk in the Torah talks about this mum. Oichoretz ha'yabeles. Okay, fine. Rashi goes into discussing that the word Yabeles in the pasuk is talking about the mum itself. Actually, I'm sorry. It's talking about the behemoth in our mission. It's talking about the mum. Fine. At the Tosis Yontif, when he brings down this part of the Rashi, I think he says that Yodua Shal Loshon Torah Luchud Loshon Chachamun Luchud. And it's even though the same word Yabeles is used in a different way in the Torah than it's used over here, but the way Chazal use words is not necessarily the way the Torah uses it. Okay, Ayin Shom. Akoponim, Zok to Rashi Vayte, Chaychin Yabeles, B'yad Ka'omar. I'm talking B'yad, like you see from the end of the Mishnah, the Kli has a different halacha. So that means the Reish of the Mishnah, talking about you're taking it off B'yad, without using a Kli, or a knife, or a blade to take it off. So that's when you have the difference between Mikdash and Medina. Because it's only Strabona. In the Kli, Kamakan also. So Rashi, Abdab Chiyovid Nami B'yad, Misakenu, he's going back now to the Reisha, right? That l'chor, what you're doing, what you're accomplishing, is the same in the Sefer and the Reisha. In the Sefer, it's also b'miktosh. Rashi is asking that even though the Chiyov Nam B'yad Misakenu, you also being misaken. V'hav l'chodech mi'bal l'chayim. And what you're doing is that you're cutting something off from a bal chayim. V'hav atol l'degoyz. L'degoyz is that semen. So why is it that in the ratio it's mutter b'mikdash? Afil hachi kiv n'kalacha yad ka'ovin. Since it's being done in the ratio, dum b'yad. B'yad is not the regular way of doing, of taking off the yabelis. She'ein kein derech l'chaytcha. That's not the normal way to remove the yabelis. Ela b'sakin, only with a knife. Therefore, ein kein el shvus. Right, so Rashi explains that the malacha itself, malacha of goyiz, is be'etzen, the malacha is being done. The accomplishment of the malacha is the same duration and the same. The difference is how it's being done. That plays a role. Since it's being done in the not the regular way, it's klachayad. Therefore, the isser would be not more than isser the rabbanon, and that's therefore b'miktash it's mutter. Now the Gemara asks a stir, a contradiction, v'raminu. What asks a contradiction? The Mishnah from the Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah being of six parak in Psachim talks about the din of Yudalit Shechali is b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, that the Korban Pesach, the bringing of the Korban Pesach is Deichi Shabbos, the Morlans, Pasek b'Moyadim. And the Mishnah over there talks about what part, what different things are Deichi or not. Eil Vama Pesach, Deichi is Shabbos, certain things are Deichi, the Shechita, Chulum. And the Mishnah says, however, other things are not Deichi Shabbos. Tzliyosai, Dachas Krovov, the frying of the Korban Pesach is not Deichi Shabbos. And the Mishnah says at the end like this, HaKavosai V'Avosai Mechutz L'Tchum, carrying it, Hoytzo is not mutter, to carry from Erushus L'Shus, or else bring it Mechutz L'Tchum. And then the third thing the Mishnah says, which is the contradiction over here, v'chatiches yabalosai, cutting off the abels, the mum, ein deichen es the Shabbos. That's the shittas Tanakam in the Mishnah, v'bleza eimer deichen, v'bleza zir is deichen. A kopon of Tanakam says that v'chatiches yabalosai is ein deichen es the Shabbos. So that's the modest contradiction over here, the steer over here, kosher stoma stoma, Rashi says, that our Mishnah says that Loch is Chaitchin Yabelis. B'miktosh, you could remove Yabelis. And over there, the Mishnah says that you can't remove the Yabelis. Now, the Gemara at this point is definitely assuming that over there, it's talking about even though you want to do it b'yad, right? Any Chaitchin Yabelis, Zain Dechin, even if you do it b'yad. Right, our Mishnah has there's two effects on our Mishnah, right? There's the Yad, which is Mutter, and the which is also. So when Gemara is asking the contradiction, we'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about this, whether that's a possible answer or not. But the basis of the Kasha is because we're assuming that when that Mishnah asks, it's answering even Biyad. And if that's the contradiction, our Mishnah says that Chayt Chayam Belz Ben Mikdish Biyad, it's Mutter. And in that price, and that Mishnah says that it's also. So this will give you a number of answers to this contradiction. So let's try to see if you could arrange what the different answers are and what comes out from the different answers. The Gemara says as follows. Let's just see the Rashi till here. Rashi says, let's see that last Rashi on the Mishnah. V'im b'kli kam v'kan also dav malacha have hoyel v'ena mishanim mikmoish oisim b'choyel. Last Rashi is explaining the safe of the Mishnah im b'kli, if you're using a knife, kam v'kan also, it's even also b'miktosh, you can't remove yabeles with a kli. Rashi says, because it's a nav malacha, since you're not mishanim, you're doing the normal way, it's the mlech is goizes, which avada nisa derais is not muta b'miktash. The next Rashi on the Gemara, Hakavosai, Rashi says, "V'pesach habo b'shabbos ka'oma." You bring in korban Pesach on Shabbos. You dial the Shabbos. So it says over there, "Hakiva al-ksefer b'shusarabim," to carry the animal on one shoulder b'shusarabim levim mechutzutchum. These things are not permitted. V'chatiches abulosai also in derchim Shabbos nifakosh estoma estoma. Even though there's a Rebbe Lezer in that Mishnah who says that it is doicha, but the Gemara is asking kosher stoma stoma because our Mishnah doesn't seem to be Rebbe Lezer. So that's why the Gemara has the right to ask the contradiction kosher stoma stoma. The Stam Mishnah would seem to fit like the Tana Kamo. It should fit like the Tana Kamo. Okay, so it's off the Gemara like this. Rebbe Lozom, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Chanina. We have two Amiram over here. And like we find the Gemara many times that when we have discussion and answers were given, the Gemara, it's not clear who says what answer. Right? So that's what the Gemara means over here. Charomar, this answer, Charomar, that answer. Right? Between the two of them, one said this and one said that. Right? Sometimes Gemara comes being a riot, who said what? But, one of these two Amiraim, in answer to this contradiction, said, "Hova hova lacha, v'loy kasha kam biyad kan bekli." He said that the difference over here, we're both talking about where the yabelis is a lacha. We'll discuss that in a moment. And the difference is kam biyad kan bekli. Chad Omar, the answer is no, not like that, but hova hova yad lekasha hova lacha v'hova yaveshu. The Gemara over here brings up a new point that what kind of Yabelas are we talking? What stage is this Yabelas holding? Is it a lacha or it's a yevashim? Now we understand that the malocha of Goizes, Yechoytich Mibal Mibal Chai, that is, if it's lacha, so then it's considered attached. So when you're removing it, you're removing it from Bal Chai. If it's already dried up, so that would be a basis to say that you don't have the ikar, the derais, the molocha of goiz over it, because it's dried up anyways. Maybe it's not considered attached. What you're doing. Now, our Mishnah says, choychin yabelas. Right? Moshe doesn't make any differences. So, the Gemara originally assumed, and we'll see, that our Mishnah is matter, even if it's a lacha. That was the basis of the original question. The Gemara right now is saying, and this is the Chiddush, the Gemara is saying, we're going to use that possibly for an answer. So the first teres of the Gemara, hava hava lacha, kipshutei, that's what we understood in the first place. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about the ayavelis. And the answer to that is, kan b'yad, kan b'kli. Which basically, according to this teretz, we're not really mechadesh any new halachas. We're just making a simple arrangement, and we're saying that we were assuming that Mishnah over there in Pesachim, which says you can't cut it off, is speaking in all ifanim, there's no way to take it off, even b'yad, and that was the basis of the contradiction. So on that, the Gemara is answering, no, that Mishnah really doesn't mean to say that it's also any more than our mission itself says. Our mission says that because it's also. So that's what that's what mission means. So that's the first answer of the Gemara. Kan b'yad, kan b'kli. Then when our mission says it's mutter, it's b'yad. That mission over it says with chatichas yablosa ein doich and sabbos. So on b'kli, which actually our mission itself also says that halacha. Right? So that's the basis. So that's the first teres of the Gemara. Right? Nothing really new wasn't as chadish over here, as far as halacha is concerned. We'll see anymore what the possible problem with this teretz is, but that's the first teretz of the Gemara. Let's see the Rashi on that. Zok Rashi, the second line in the Gemara, ha the psochim, the mishum psochim, which says it's also b'kli. And on that Rashi, v'hochinami komar tana de masnisen. And in the chinami, that's what the tana of our Mishnah is saying. Our Mishnah also holds like that, be clear. The het that we gave was only biyad. Now, on that Rashi continues, because like we saw, there's Rebbe Lezer in that Mishnah argues, right? He says it is doicha. Rebbe Lezer, afilu b'kli shori. Now Rashi says that if we're learning that Mishnah, when it says it's also is according to the Tanna Kamma, is like our Mishnah says that it's talking b'kli, which is in Issa deraisa. So how is Rebbe Lezer matter? Rebbe Lezer, afilu b'kli shori. And Rebbe Lezer holds it's mutter even b'kli. Tisvirle machshir mitzvah doichin Shabbos. He holds machshir mitzvah doichin Shabbos. Right. This really shouldn't be any chiddush to us. I mean, we just had Rebbe Lezer remember things before. I'm not sure where Rashi is as if, you know, he's answering something which we don't know about this. Rebbe Lezer, afilu b'kli shor, tisvirle machshir mitzvah doichin Shabbos. Kukei meloch shev shel asoysa mi ba'oyim. Rebbe Lezer holds that machshir mitzvah are doichin Shabbos, even something which you could have done before. Kigoyim biker hamum, checking for a mum, that's machshire korban hu, v'akorban doiche Shabbos, v'machshirem pligye. Right? Everyone agrees that the korban itself could be doiche. The whole din of Rebbe Lezer, the whole machshire of Rebbe Lezer is only on machshir, and how far does the heter go? Something which it itself has a heter, how far does that heter also pertain to machshir? So we had other places, let's say by Mila, same machlekes, Mila itself was Deichir Shabbos, had machshirin, that Efshul Asaisai, Bibayam also Deichir Shabbos. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. The second teretz of the Gemara says, Bechad Omar, Ho Vaho Biyad. The second teretz of the Gemara is going that no, the basis of the Isser in the Mishnah in Psochim, is not because you're using a kli. Hova ho biyad. We're both talking biyad. And nevertheless, there's an isser even biyad. There's a difference even biyad. V'likasha, hova lacha, hobi yavesha. And the difference is whether it's lach or yavish, which means, according to this, that our Mishnah, which was matir, chotchin yabelis b'mikdash, because you're using a yad, it's only mutter because it's a yavesha. That's what comes out according to this. And that Mishnah over there, which says that even biyad, even though you're using yad, it's still also, it's talking about a lachel. That's the difference. So that means that our Mishnah, which is mechalik between biyad and bikli, that there's a heter biyad, is if it's a yavesha. If it's a yavesha, then it's mutter if you're using a yad. Nevertheless, it's osur if you're using a kli. Now, that we'll have to see why is that so. M'chor if it's a yavesha, m'chor there's no issur d'oraisa over here, so I say, why the mikdash is it osur? Right? Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, masnisen b'yavesha. Masnisen b'yavesha. The het to b'yad is only if it's dried out. And that Rashi over here is addressing the question. Nevertheless, b'kli it's also b'miktosh. Why is it also b'kli b'miktosh? Mishum d'misakin lo. Because you're fixing the animal, you're taking off the mum, you're making roi for a korban, v'inyin melacha ka'ovid. And you're doing something which is b'chlal o melacha. Now Rashi, not so clear exactly what Rashi means over here. But Rashi seems to be addressing the point over here, why it's osur. Because seif kol seif, you're accomplishing something. That means that even though it's yavish, then behemoth still is a balmum. And by taking it off, you're making it that it's not a balmum anymore. V'inyin melocha ka'ovid. I don't know exactly what Rashi means over here. Because we'll see, I mean, Rashi is really addressing a question that the Gemara right away asks the problem with this pshat over here. It's hard to say that Rashi means that we think that this is a deraisa. We'll see there's a Tosfos that also talks about this over here. Akapon Rashi is addressing the shaila over here that if it's a yavish, why is it bikli also b'mikdash? That's what Rashi says for that. Ude psochim b'lachem. And the Mishnah Psochim, which asers b'yad, is b'lach, or tavai b'yad. They're both b'yad. Okay, so that's this teretz over here. Now, if you look in the Tosfos, in the top Tosfos over here, ho b'lach ho b'yaveishu, masnisim b'yaveishu, v'afil hochi asunim b'kli. Tosfos is again is addressing this question over here. They have tivasha, so why is there also mikdash b'kli? The shvuz godel. Tosfos over here already says something which is a little clearer for us to understand. Like he came by in the past that even though something is not a deraisa, but there are things which are considered shvuz godel, and these things that they were kaiser b'mikdash. So that would be the understanding according to this teretz of the Gemara that this that b'mikdash b'kli is also. It's not because of their eyes. So this is b'chlal shvuz godel. Then if you're using a kli, once using a kli to cut off a yabeles, you're using the knife, so that's already shvuz godel, whatever that means, very close to the derais, it looks like a derais, possibly. And therefore Chazal asked that afil b'mikdash. Now the Gemara is going to go and talk about. We have machlekes how to answer this question. Right? So the Gemara is going to now explain why each one of the Amiroim felt that what they said is the right answer, and they couldn't answer the other answer. Ulamand Omar Haba Yad Haba Kli. My time will Omar Haba Lacha Haba Yaveishem. The one who said this answer of Biyad Haba Kli. Why didn't he say that answer? Usually when the Gemara does this is because the Gemara feels that there's some weakness in his teretz, so there must be a reason why he wanted to stay away from the other teretz. We'll see. Why didn't he use this teretz? Because he holds that you can't learn a Mishnah like that, because if we're talking about a Yevesha, then Bekli, it definitely will be Mutter. You know, it's contrary to what we just discussed till now. This is what that Man the Omar holds. But the reason why this Man the Omar doesn't agree with that is because he doesn't feel that it's acceptable, whatever we said till now. All right, you can't learn the Mishnah's Yevesha. Mishnah's Yevesha, and then there's no reason to ask it B'Kli. Yevesha, if you B'Kli, not Mishori, my time, Fruchi Yifvicha. It's going to fall off. It's going to crumble. Right? It's destined to fall off. So there's no reason why it should be awesome. Right? This man doesn't hear what Rashi is saying, right? Or what Tosfos is saying according to that man Omar. Now the Mechaber Paskins in Shimem, Simon Shimem Hilchos Shabbos in Siv Beis. Also lachtech yabeles migufoy. It's also on Shabbos a person to cut off a yabeles from his body. Bein biyad, bein bekli, bein loy, bein la'acha. You can't take it off. Bein biyad, bein bekli. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sifkot Vav, vafilu hi yevesha, even if it's dried out, doimedes lehis parech, that even eventually it's going to fall off, it's going to crumble by itself. I feel hachi awesome. Nevertheless, it's awesome. He said, "V'chol z'en yinisur, avon yichiyuva eni chayiv." That's vada only in iser, or for chiyuv in iser derais eni chayiv elam kein noitla kishulacha ubekli. The oz have v'chal goyzes. As far as an iser derais is concerned, that definitely has to be lacha. And you have to be taken in B'Kli, then it's B'Chlal Goizes, like we've seen in Soyovia. But he mentions over here something which is not clear in the Mechaber, and that's what he's coming to say, that even if it's Yevesha, the Isser, this that it's Osir on Shabbos, is even if it's Yevesha, even if it's Biyad. Now, I mean, definitely this terrace of the Gemara holds like that, because that's what the Mishnah is saying over here, that Chachin Yabelis b'mikdosh avaloi b'mdina, b'mikdosh it's mutter, if it's Yevesh, it's mutter b'yad, avaloi b'mdina, that's what this halacha will be saying, avaloi b'mdina. But we see that the Gemara asks on this terrace. So how do we know that lahalocha, this is osur, that it's osur, or yovish, biyad, bimdino? So the Chofetz Chaim says like this. Oh, very good. I see there's a mistake in Shatzim, but I see they corrected over here. Okay, even in the new Mishaburus, I cannot, they don't always check it. The nice new Mishnah Berurah with the Nakudas, you know, the beautiful print, right? But they have the mistake on over here. The Chofetz Chaim brings a raya from our sugya, and he says like this. He says, Kein mugach be'evin daf kuv gimel, that there's a raya to what I'm saying now, that bimdina, right? And it's not b'mikdash, it's also to take off a yabelis, even though it's dried out, even biyad. What's the raya? Kein mugach be'evin kuv gimel, our Gemara. Deloi he makes a deek in the Gemara. The Gemara right now is explaining what's wrong with this teretz to learn that our mission is talking about a yovish. Right? Now, if our mission is talking about a yovish, so then what's the mission saying? The mission is saying, the reish of the mission says that biyad, it's mutter to remove a yabelas yevesha b'mikdosh, however, b'mdina, it's also. Right? Even though it's biyad and it's yavish, it's also bimdina. B'kli, the Mishnah goes on to say that even though it's yavish, but if using kli, it's also bimikdash. Zok the Gemara, what's the problem with learning the Mishnah like this? The problem with the Mishnah learning this is that why should it be also b'kli? Why bimikdash? That's what Gemara is asking, right? Why is it also bimikdash b'kli? So the Chofetz Chaim, the Gemara doesn't ask on the Reisha. The Chofetz should ask Kasha on the Reisha. That, you know, if it's yavish, so what's the problem to remove it biyad anywhere? So the Chofetz Chaim says that you see from the Gemara didn't have any problem with that. That part was okay. What bothered the Gemara was that b'mikdash, we're not goyz shvusin, so what's the basis to ask her over here if it's yovish, even though you're using a kli? Right, that's the extent of the Gemara's kasha. Now it's interesting to note that this sugya comes up also in Maseches Pesachim on this mission over here. The sugya is brought a little shorter, and the Gemara asks the question. This question, the Gemara doesn't elaborate as much, and when the Gemara asks the kasha that the Mishnah can't be speaking about a Yavesh. So the Gemara says, because of Fruche Efrecha. So I think, if I remember correctly, Rashi says over there, let's give it a little more. Gemara says like this. So what's wrong with this teretz? Right? Same as the Gemara says. Amloch yevesha mifrach pricha. Right? That's how the Gemara asked the kasha. Yevesha, mifrach pricha. Our Mishnah can't be talking about a yevesha because it's mifrach pricha, it's going to fall off. But what's the point of the kasha? Right? Our Gemara is clearer. The Gemara asks that why should b'kli be osur, mifrach pricha? But this Gemara doesn't speak it out like that. And Rashi says over there, mifrich pricha v'loy kori lo chaticha. Rashi says, you wouldn't call that a chaticha. Right? The Mishnah says, chaytchin yabeles, chaticha. Right? So Rashi says, the reason why our Mishnah, we wouldn't want to explain, is talking about a yavesh, because you can't refer to it as a chaticha, something which is all dried out and it's falling off. When you take it off, it's not a chaytchin. So Rashi explains that the Gemara is asking on the Loshon HaGemara. And that's how Rashi explains over there. Tosis over there says, not like that, right? Tosis says over there that when the Gemara asks mifrif pricha, the Gemara means to ask that the halacha that it says in the Sefer, like all Gemara says, that bekli, that'll be also, wouldn't be true. Over here, Taisa comes to argue on the Rashi over there. But Rashi explains the Morris Kasha a little bit differently. So according to this Rashi, and the way Rashi learns the Sugya over here, apparently Rashi learns that maybe the Sugya Taka argues over here. I mean, Rashi knows the Sugya in Erevin, and he's Mefarish the Gemara over there differently. So that means that the problem the Gemara is not asking on the halacha at all. The Gemara is asking on the mashmoyis hamishnah. Chaytchin will be mashmoyis. I'm talking about a yabelis, which is a lachem. If it was dried out, you wouldn't call it chaytchin. Right, so if that's the basis over here, so then the diik that we're making is not a diik. The whole diik the Chofetz Chaim is making is that if the Gemara is asking in kasha on halacha, and we see the Gemara jumps to the seifa and doesn't ask from the reisha. So you see, the Gemara had no problem that there should be an Isser, Bimdina, on something which is Yovesh, and you're using your hand. Right? Gemara understood that could be also. Right? That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. It's Mitzvah. That halacha, that'll blive. That was never spread to the Gemara. That'll blive, even if the Teretz is not acceptable. But that point, that Teretz was assuming, the Gemara has no problem with accepting that. And according to the way Rashi learns the Sugya, in Psachim, that the Gemara is not asking a halacha kasha at all, so you wouldn't have that dig. Okay, let's see. So we just explained what the problem with the teretz of answering that our mission is talking about yevesh. Let's go weiter. Uleman d'omer hobalacha hobi yevesh, my time liomer hobi yad hobikli. According to that man d'omer, and why is he accepting the chiddush that he has to say? Why doesn't he answer simply hobiyad hobikli? Right? You don't have to say any chiddushim. You just make the arrangements. Just like our mishnah is mechav and yad and kli. So that mishnah of Leibah says also he's talking about the kli. Omar loch, he'll tell you the reason why I don't want to learn like that is bikli hotnan and bikli kam bekan also. That our Mishnah already says that. Why do I need a Mishnah Psachim to tell me that ain chaytchin if it's only bikli? Our Mishnah already says that. It's repetitious. So crashing. Omer loch bikli lom lirashmina bipsachim da'osur. Why is it necessary? If you tell me that Mishnah Psachim is talking about the Isser is bikli, why is it necessary for that Mishnah to tell me that? We already know it from here. That's what our mission says, right? Ubikli, kamik hanosis, also b'mikdash. Why is it necessary for the Tana to be seis and misaloch in two places? Right? That's the problem with that. Right? You're repeating a new din. You're repeating the same din. On that, the Gemara says, v'idach. Now, the Gemara only makes this cheshvan over here in this teretz, right? What does the man, the Omar, who does accept this answer, how is he going to explain this Taina? Why is the Taina repeating it twice? Hokatani hasa mishum dekabo yefluger ablezer v'rabbonim. On that he says that, you're right, the actual halacha that it's osur, the clean, that's not the point over there. You're right, that will be repetitious. It will be repetitious. The reason why the Taina is saying that is because you want to show that ablezer argues even on that. In that mission over there is Reblezer. Our mission, we have Reblezer. Right? In that mission, Reblezer says it's Doichin. He wants to show that it's Doichin. Afilu afilu b'kli. V'idoch, the other man, the reason why he doesn't accept that is dumya dehirkivoy v'avasa mechus chutchun katani drabonun. The other man, Omar, says that in this mission over here, the mission Psochem, the mission is telling us different things which are not doiche Shabbos. The three things which are brought together are carrying it, bringing mechus chutchun, and cutting off the abelis. Now these cases over here of carrying it and bringing chutz lechum are only isur drabonim. That's why chatiches yabeles would also belong to that category that we're talking about when there's only an isur drabonim over here, and that's why he feels that we're not talking about bikli. Zokrashi. V'idach, you see the Rashi over there? A few V'idachs over here. After Omar Loch Bekli, then the next Rashi is V'idach. L'hochi hada Tanya Hossam. This is the reason why the Tana repeated himself over there. You're right, our mission over here says that Bekli is awesome. It's also B'mikdash. You know why that mission is repeating that? Not for the dinner of the Tana Kama, that's awesome, that's repeating. We're doing that mishum plukta Reb Lezer dashmin dafiloch b'kli shori, because that mission brings Reb Lezer shita, and we want to tell you that his heter is even though it's b'kli v'idach. So Rashi weiter lohochi loy mukminan lahi de psochim belacha uvekli. The imkain havli av miloch. That Gemara says that there's another reason why we wouldn't want to explain that Mishnah that is talking about Balacha and Bekli. The Imkin have an Avmalocha. Then it will be an Avmalocha. V'hosam ha'deshvus hu'da'ari. This is also like a technical raya that I think Mura says that from the context over there, it seems to be that we're talking about Isur Jabonon, just like the first two, carrying it. Is an Isra Rabbanon. We'll see why. See, no, it's Isra Rabbanon, because Chayno is Atzmai. Right? That's why it's an Isra Rabbanon. Tchumen, which is also Gvein Lech, it's a Rabbanon. So the context of what we're discussing are Isra Rabbanon. So that's why he wouldn't want to learn that we're talking about Bekli. Let's see Rashi. Rashi explains. Dumyo dehirkivoy. Deloy mitzar elo midrabbanon. Carrying the animal is only an Isra Rabbanon. Why the Chayin Noise Yatzmai? Because of Pshitus Reb Nosson, Chayin Noise Yatzmai, by Behema, an animal, a living animal, someone carries it, there's a Svara of Chayin Noise Yatzmai. If you remember that there's a discussion in the Rishonim exactly what the basis of that heter is. Not so simple. What you know? How that works? But that's the reason why it's not an Isra D'Raisa. Hutchum nami drabonon, and tchumin, which is the other case, bringing from Chutz Lachum drabonon. Vafil hachi hoil ve'efshem yasma ledochi, and the chiddush over there would be in the Shitz Rabbanon, even though we're only talking about Isum drabonon. Nevertheless, since you could have done it from before these things, so it's not Deiche Shabbos. Even in Isra Rabbanon. So the Gemara right now is explaining that the reason why it's not mashma that we're talking about a yabelis, which is a lacha bekli, which is the raisadik removal of a yabelis, is because the context of the other ones are drabonon. So that's why this would also seem to be that it's a drabonon. So on that the Gemara says, to answer that up, that maybe that's not true, that the context, the other ones are talking about Rabbanon. V'idach zok Rash, zok the Gemara, hakivoid loy krab nosen, do om hachano yisei sa'atzmoy. That we could be madche, right, we could push off this assumption that we're making that the first two cases are Rabbanon. As far as carrying it, we could say the Tana doesn't hold like Rab Nosen. And as far as Havasa Choslut Chum, Rabbi Kiva Dom Tchum Deraisa, that is a man that Omar came across, Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchum is Deraisa. So there is room to learn that Yabelis is a Deraisa. Ah, you're asking me from the context. It's not a kasha because those cases also could be explained as Deraisas. So Krashi. V'idoch Harkivoi V'Havasoi Gufa Malacha Gemuruhi. These cases over here could be a real Malacha. Delois Frile Haitana B'Psochem Krab Nosen. Because we could say this time doesn't hold out of Nosen Dom Sech Hashem Tzach and Sneach Hain Leis Eis Atzmai. As far as that's concerned, that's why the carrying of the animal could be a Deraisam. Over Tchumen, Sovlach Rabbi Kiva. As far as Tchumen is concerned, Nosach Rabbi Kiva Dom Sech Hashem Tzach and Sneach On that, Gemara is going to ask a question that, as far as that's concerned, maybe we could get around it. But if you follow the Hemshich of the Mishnah in Psachim, you'll see that this is not going to carry. Moshe Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked a question on this answer. If you follow the Mishnah in Psachim over there, the next part of the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah we just discussed, that Mishnah talks about Machleik Seblez and the Chacham, and whether these things are Deiche Shabbos or not. On that, the Mishnah continues as follows. Omer Belezer, Kavach Chaymer. I have a Kavach Chaymer to tell me that these things could be Deiche Shabbos. Uma Shchita, Shi Mishum Molocha, Deiche Shabbos. Madach Shchita, that you Chacham, you're masking. And the Shchita, the Pesach, is Deiche Shabbos. That's a Molocha, Deiche Shabbos. Eilu, Shi Mishum Shvos. Ein Edin, Shi Tchus, Shabbos. These things, which are Shvus, definitely they should be Deicha Shabbos. You see clearly that we're talking about things without a Shvus. So, Rashi, Omer Lezer Kavachayim, Hosn Gabi Puktad Tanin and Lo Perak Eilu Dvarim. This is the next part of that mission over there. Eilu Shemishum Shvus, Alma Tanekama Mishum Shvus Ko Osar Lohu. So you see that the Tanekama asks them, even though they're shvus, ushmamino the lav bekli misukma, and you see from over there that we're not talking about a kli. Right? That's the point of the Mar's Raya, that we're obviously not talking about a kli because it's clear in the Mishnah that it's not more than an isad rabbonim. Right? It's not right from the context, but for the next part of the Mishnah is clearly the Mishnah says that we're talking about. That Reb Lezer says it's a shvus. Pretty strong question on the Gemara, right? This is right? How can the Gemara think otherwise? Okay. Now let's see. So the Gemara now goes on to another teretz. Another teretz to answer the original stiro. We have the contradiction over here between these two Mishnayos. The Mishnah by us and Ervin says that it's mutter to remove a yabeles on Shabbos, to take off a mum to machshav behema, and the Mishnah Psachim says that on Shabbos you can't remove a mum from the Korban Pesach. El Omar Rabbi Yosef, ha v'ha b'yad. Bereishis says a different teretz. So like the Gemara is going, definitely the Mishnah in Psachim is talking b'yad. That's how the Gemara is. More is going right now. It's not more than a shvus, it's biyad. Nevertheless, it's also. So that's the contradiction, that our mission is mata biyad. So on that, the answer is hova biyad. And this is the following you say. This is the following rule that's going to help us answer. Ushvus. The mikdash b'mikdash hitiru, shvus the mikdash b'mdina lo hitiru. On that, the Gemara says that true that we're both talking about a heta that we need, which is concerning a korban, but the chilak is where the removal is being done. The heta that the Mishnah says chaykin abels b'mikdash, this din that legoz v'shvus b'mikdash is only if you're in a mikdash. That's when you have the heta. But the cutting off of yabels of a korban pesach, being that it's not b'mikdash, so you don't have the heter. Let's see the Rashi on this. Look, Rashi, Elo, Omar Abyeisiv, Hob Hob Yad. Umihu Mastisan Bivesha Lemasumkmala. Rabbi Yosef goes Habhabiyad. Now Rashi is just speaking out that, you know, why does he have to say a new teretz? So you don't view it as teretz, you say the other teretz. Right? So now he has the problem of saying that teretz also. Right? Like we mentioned before, each teretz really has a problem to it. Rabbi Yosef is looking for a third teretz over here because each teretz has a problem. So Rabbi Yosef showed clearly that the Mishnah Psachim is talking about it's a shvus. Right? So you don't have that, you can't tell me that Mish talking about Bekli. Okay, so that teretz is off. So Grashi, why don't you say the other teretz? Me, my sister, me, Vesha, lay, McMinala, them can't feel Bekli, shorty. You have the other Morris Kashas. That's why he's not happy with the other teretz either. Ela Balacha. So therefore, our mission that is talking about a Balacha. Uviyad, hani time, this shorty, this shfusu. We're talking about a Yacha, a Lacha. And the reason why Bemikdash it's Mutter, Biyad is because it's a shvus. Uva mikdash shetmidim v'kob nesibur b'mikdash heimivakenes. And the difference is as follows. The korban tomin, korban nesibur, which are being brought on Shabbos, b'mikdash heimivakenes. They check them in the mikdash. Uva psochim hainu taim edosu. Dafkav the shvus who... Even though it's a shvus, it's tzorich mikdashu, and it's a tzorich mikdash. It's something. It's a korban. Right? It's definitely something which is going to be used in the base of mikdash. It's tzorich mikdash. I feel hachik even the chol echav echav mevakav pischoi umesakim base. Since that the beaker, the investigation for the mum, and therefore the chatichas yabelis is bebeisa, is not in the area of the base of mikdash. That's the difference. Chazal weren't matter to be over shvus bimdina. If you are bimdina now, even though that what you're working with is something which is terech mikdash, that has no hat. So that's the difference. A new teretz in the Gemara. Right, the difference is whether the din of ein shvus bimikdash applies to you or not. It only applies to something which is a mikdash dika topic, but it also has to be in the mokum a mikdash. Now, the Gemara says as follows. Right? So, new chiddush, the Gemara is saying over here that's limited to this. That Gemara asks some questions on that. Yosef Abad kom ho shmaita. So, Abai was saying over this shakvatayah and the teretz of Rabbi Yosef. Eisve Rav Safra Labaya. So when Rav Safra heard over this answer, so he had a question. Mishnah we had before. It's our design. Someone is learning Sifrei Kodesh, which was Begillion. He's standing on that skupa, and one part rolls out of his hand. It unravels. V'nizgagla Sefer Miyodai. Goylo Yetzlai. The mission says over there that he could bring it back to himself. That Gemara is equating the two things over here. Alright, and Gemara doesn't even seem to the answer, right? He's not questioning the equation here. That the Gemara says over there that really, right, that there should have been a shvus over there, a gzera. He's still holding it, and that's why it's not an isser derais, it's ogur gabe. But there should be an isser because he's taking something which is in the Rishus Ram, bringing it in the Rishus Ayochid. So why is it no gzera? Elamai, because of that concept of legos v'shvus b'mikdash, which is dvorim k'toshim in general. This halacha of Legozru on Kisvei HaKodesh, Gemara understands it's B'chlal Adin of Legozru B'mikdosh. And that Gemara says, well, then you don't have to be B'mikdosh. I guess the whole idea that Gozru on Kisvei HaKodesh itself shows that you don't have to be B'mikdosh. So Gemara is coming to bring a raya that the din of Legozru Shvuz B'mikdosh is not limited to the location where you are. That's what it means to say, right? Which is, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef in his teretz, that in Psochim, the reason why it's Osir is because the Legazru doesn't apply to you since you're not B'mikdash. That the Gemara says, well, you see that that's not true. You see from over here that the concept of Legazru Shfuz B'mikdash applies even if you're not B'mikdash. That the Gemara says, the Gemara says that if you remember the previous sugya, we're talking about the skupa is not a Rishus HaYochid. We're assuming right now that skupa is a Rishus HaYochid. It has the measurements of Rishus HaYochid and it rolls into Rishus HaRabim, so the Rishus are the Raisim, and therefore, if it wouldn't be in his hand, it would be an Issa D'Raisa. So now that is in his hand, that there should be a Shfus. Concerning other things, Rina Kisei Kodesh Taka would be awesome. And that the Gemara says that the Gemara already established that we're talking about a Skupas Karmelis. That actually the Skupa that we're talking about over here is a Karmelis. So even if you were to have let go, the worst over here is Nisid Rabbon, and carrying from Rishus Rabbin into a Karmelis. So now that it's attached to his hand, Afilu Shfus Nami Leka. Even, it's not even Megedda Shfus. So you don't see the concept over here that Legos V'Shfus B'Mikdash. Let's see over here the Rashi. It was like Rashi Lhoshmaited Rabbi Yosef. If Abai was saying over the sugya, the teretz of Rabbi Yosef to the stira, so Rav Safi asked him the question from the Mishnah before. Goyle Yetzloi, the kibun gil biyoda. Since it's attached to his hand, af gabdika shvus. Even though there's a shvus over here, dilma nafal kula lishus harabim v'as lesuye, that maybe the whole thing will fall if we permit him to take it in. He'll come to bring it even after it left his hand. Now, Rashi says like this, explains what the Gemara is equating. Sefer Nami Shfuz de Mikdush Korile. The Gemara considers Sefer Kodesh Shfuz de Mikdush Shaharei Kodeshu. That's the equation, that's what the Gemara is equating the two things. Almo Shfuz de Tzerech Mikdush Hota Apendina. So on that word it says, therefore, Rav Safra saw over here that the heter Hashfuz is not limited to location of Mikdosh. As long as the topic that you're involved in, the thing that you're dealing with, is an Indian Mikdosh, that's already the basis not to have the Shfuz. Matthew Murray says, no, Ha'ikim the B'reish Pirikin, B'skupa Karmelis, Da'afilu Shfuz, Lekulim Igzah. There's no room even for something which is on the level of a shvus. Dinaminoful kule, even if the entire thing fell out, ki mamti le l'seich habayis derech haskupa en kan chiyuv chatas. There's no chiyuv chatas. Like you've seen in the sugya over there, Rashi even talks about, right, ki mamti le l'teich habayis derech haskupa en kan chiyuv chatas. Right, Rashi is referring to the sugya before that. It might not be enough just to assume that it's going from the Rishus HaRabim to the Skupa itself. Right? Rashi is incorporating the bias like we saw in the Sugya. Maybe it's a longer Skupa, like we said, there's different truths from the Gemara. Now let's see. Zok the Gemara, Mora asks another question on this. Eisve, Mishal Shun Zapesvel Tanem Chashecha. The Mishnah over there is talking about that when your dad is on Erev Shabbos, Mshalshun is a Pesach, Latana im Chasheichem. You have to make the Tzlias a Pesach before Shabbos. So Mshalshun is a Pesach, we can lower the Korban Pesach into the Tana im Chasheichem. Right before it gets dark, you could put the Korban Pesach into the Tana. The Hahacha, the Shvuz, the Mikdash Bim Dinav Legaz Vinu Shem Yichat B'Gacholim. Remember from Masechet Shabbos, Perakira, that it's also for someone to put something on the fire, even though he's not doing anything on Shabbos himself. He put it on before Shabbos, something which is uncooked. It's also to put something on the fire because it's Gzeres HaMichata that we're concerned that when Shabbos comes, he's going to stoke the coals to quicken the the process, which and that is Nisa Deraisa. So that really should be a problem over here. Hakim Mushalshal Pesach before Elamai, that since that this is a Shvus, this is Zeru Shem Yechate, concerning the Kovim Pesach, which is it's a Legozru, even though this is happening Bimdina. It's more called Mingaraya, that this, that Legozru Shvus Bimikdosh, is enough that what you're dealing with is something which is an Inyan Mikdosh, and doesn't have to be Mimikdosh. Zogt Rashi, Mishalshlin, you could lower the carbon pestle, it's toy say, but who is the meatsmoy? It's gonna cook by itself, right? So there's no problem. You're not doing anything. Rashi says, with a boss of the alma mean ain't soil and boss of bossel bay. El Klesh Mayo. Right? However, as far as boss of alma, something which is not boss of carbon, it's also. Right? Ain soil and boss or boss el clash soil mayam. Only if you have enough time that it already will be cooked, then you could put it, but not right before. What's the reason for that? Zev Shem Yichate, B'gachol, Pekam Du Shabbos. V'ho hocha zakrash, duch lechat seil pischa b'beisa, g'shor le nami b'mdino. That's the Gemara's Raya. So on that Gemara answers, on that Gemara says as follows. Ishtik. No. So he accepted the question. A good question. Ishtik. Abaya was stomped. Abaya set over Rav Yosef's terrace. Rav Safra asked on him from this Mishnah in Psochem. And he didn't have an answer. Ishtik. Kiosk and Rav Yosef. So he went back to Rav Yosef, who we heard this terrace from. And he told him over Rav Safra's kasha. Omalei, hochle omle b'safra. Nice, he's told him over b'safra's kasha. Omalei, my time let you shine lay. Pnei chaburah's reasoning. So on that Rabbi Yosef said, well, why don't you answer me? There's a simple answer to this question. Pnei chaburah's reasoning. That Chazal entrusted the Pnei chaburah, people who are involved in the Korban Pesach, even Korban Pesach, Pnei chaburah's reasoning. So that was the basis of the heter over here. Bnei Chabura's reason name. So that's why that they weren't geyser over here. Bnei Chabura's reason name. Right? Which is something which applies apparently only to the Tzlias HaKorban. But as far as the beaker, you don't have that Malyusa. So that's why over here, as concerning the din of Tzlias HaKorban, even though you're not in the Mikdash itself, but we don't need the Mikdash for this, because Bnei Chabura, these people have the Milo, since there's reason. So Rabbi Yosef held that this was not a kasha, right? Rabbi Yosef had an answer to this question, Bnei Chabura's reason, so specifically concerning something which is happening by the Bnei Chabura, which the Tzlias HaPesach, we could rely on them, and that's what Chazal weren't concerned that they'll come to be mechate over here. And that Gemara says, so why didn't Abaya answer that? Abaya, kihanim zizin hein amrin, bnei chaburah zizin hein le amrinan. Abaya held that the zrizas that we have, that we find, that Chazal relied on zrizas, is after the kihanim, but not bnei chaburah. That's why he held that this kasha was a strong question, and he didn't have an answer for this question. Zok Rashi. Bnei Chabura anim la Pesach zrizen heim. Tuchol ha'oiskim bekotshim zrizen. Vechachomim. Anyone who's oisik in kotshim, azoriz, alert, on guard, vechachomim, hilkoch le'mechati. They won't come to stoke. Abaye, the ishtik. Abaye, who was quiet when this question was asked him, and he didn't give this answer. True, we find this concept of zrizin, but that applies to kohanim. The kibun shenichnes lavoida, once a kohen enters the realms of avoida biyadua shalomdu hilchas kodesh, we know that he was taught, he went through the learning process, he was trained. But we don't say Bnei Chaburah's name. Why? Shein lecha adam shein eisa Pesach. Because everyone makes the carbon Pesach. So to say that we could rely and trust anyone, even though they're involved in kachim now, that's something that we wouldn't rely on in itself. And the only basis there for the heter is because Chazal were in Geyser on a shvus the mikdash. You know, that's the question over here. What does it say in this? How do you understand it? And why is mishalshelin the Pesach somach l'chashecha? Why can you do that? Is that because that goes into the general din of a gozel shvus b'mikdash? Since we're dealing with a korban Pesach, which is a dover shel mikdash salei gozru, regardless on who's involved right now. Is that the pshat? That's what Abaya understood, and therefore this is a kasha on Rav Yosef Yisod, who says that legal English is limited, has its limitations. It's not enough that what you're dealing with is an inyan mikdash that has to be dafka b'mikdash. That's what he saw over here, that's Rav Safa's kasha is a good kasha on that. And Rav Yosef held that it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha because what I mentioned, that there's limitations on the heter legal shus mikdash, is still true. Why is that you have the heter over here? The answer to that is because we have, in this specific situation, we have the mile of the Makom HaMikdash, the fact that the Bnei Chaburah has risen. Okay, it's a little late. I realized. All right, so we'll have to hold it over here. Okay?